If you make the best soccer art, you win $1,000. Today we're competing to see who's the better artist by customizing soccer equipment, like soccer balls, shoes, and so much more. My girlfriend Hannah will be judging which one is better, and if she likes it, you get a point. And the one with the least amount of points by the end of the video will have to get hit by the world's strongest soccer ball launcher. And that's gonna hurt. Let's go. It's time to start customizing, starting with soccer balls!
Yeah! Oh! I'm gonna need that.
Ah! Anyways, we're gonna be customizing these blank soccer balls using all these supplies. Let's start customizing!
Yeah!
Okay, so I grabbed these colors because I am making an ice cream soccer ball.
Tasty.
I am making this.
What is it?
Ah, they can see it.
Let's begin. Okay.
No way.
So I'm using this brown to make the cone because all ice cream cones have a cone. 3, 2, 1.
You messed up.
No, I didn't.
You messed up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you messed up.
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm gonna start making SpongeBob into a round bob. SpongeBob.
That's so nice. Perfect. Oh. That ball was just white.
Yeah, now it's yellow like SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
I look away for 2 seconds.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
It's now time I turn my ball over and I start doing the ice cream. I gotta make this thing feel drippy because I want the ice cream to be dripping.
How do you like your cheese?
Here goes nothing. What are you doing?
I'm making eyeballs.
Eyeball!
That's a giant eyeball.
The outline is done. Now we're making the top of my soccer ball pink. Lots of pink. Ooh.
Sure.
No.
Ooh, did you mess up?
No, I didn't mess up.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea.
I'm putting blue in SpongeBob's eyes. Blue. I'm just, you know, trying to focus on making these key details very key detailed.
It wasn't that funny.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to focus over here, alright, bud?
That's nice. This is gonna be the coolest soccer ball ever!
I don't know about that, buddy.
I'm making a SpongeBob one! Look at this!
Yo! Look at this! It's really starting to look like ice cream.
My SpongeBob's gonna look so good. This thing's gonna be cooking up some Krabby Patties.
His eyes are crooked.
Are they?
Now that I have the pink ice cream and the brown cone, let's start adding some important details. We're adding sprinkles. We're adding lines in the cone. I might even add a cherry on top. Here we go. Outlining it is gonna make it look so good. Look how good this looks! Woohoo!
I'm focused on focusing to be focused on SpongeBob.
Well, while you're focusing, I kinda wanna try something. Look at this! What is that?
It's his teeth! Alright, it's his teeth. It's gotta dry.
I had teeth like SpongeBob when I was a kid.
Put up a photo. See? He was the real life SpongeBob.
Then I got braces and we're good.
Yeah, I got braces. I got braces 3 times. Right now I'm putting round pants on SpongeBob round pants.
Those are his pants? Cam, you better be making the best SpongeBob in the world because the loser at the end of the video has to get hit by the world's most powerful soccer ball launcher ever.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, like imagine one of these coming at you at like 100 miles per hour. Did you ever play soccer growing up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, were you good?
Yeah, I was a goalie, actually, in soccer.
I feel like I would score on you.
You definitely would.
I would score on you.
Are you trying to challenge me right now?
I'm gonna challenge you.
You're really trying to challenge me.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
You wanna go right now?
Yeah.
You said you were a goalie?
Yeah.
And you could block any shot?
Anything.
I'm kicking from up here.
Okay.
Are you ready? In 3, 2, 1.
No! I got it.
That went in.
No. I got it.
Take the L.
I got it.
That was an L.
I got it. Alright, fine.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
It's trash.
Yeah, whatever.
It's time to do the waffle pattern. The waffle cone is coming together.
Who's gonna buy that water in the sea?
You know? I wanna kick him so bad.
Would you kick me if I was a soccer ball?
Absolutely. As hard as I possibly could.
Man!
Last but not least, I'm gonna add a cherry on top because all ice creams need a cherry on top. It's just the best part. It's a cherry on top. And just like that, my ice cream soccer ball is done.
And my SpongeBob soccer ball is done.
For the judging station.
Yeah!
Woo!
Whoop!
Whee!
Bring in the soccer art.
Yeah! You know who lives in a pineapple on the sea? SpongeBob.
Yeah, I figured. You would put SpongeBob on a soccer ball.
So we customized soccer balls, and I went for an ice cream theme.
And I went for SpongeBob.
That's ice cream?
Wait, yes, what do you mean?
Oh, I thought it was a donut. Okay, well, anyways. Well, I am going to be judging the soccer balls, and I'm going to be starting with Cam.
SpongeBob. Yeah, look. Take a look. Hold it.
Yes, this is SpongeBob. It looks a little off, but overall pretty good for being on a soccer ball.
He's kind of staring at me a little funny.
I know, the eyes are a little scary. You guys kind of look alike.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I've seen enough of SpongeBob. Moving on to the ice cream cone.
Guess what flavor this is?
Strawberry.
Yes!
You're lying.
No, I love strawberry.
You made that up.
I know, I did not. I promise.
You're joking, right? Well, we have an ice cream cone. Very detailed.
Don't forget what's on top.
Oh, cherry on top. You definitely know your ice cream, huh?
SpongeBob doesn't have a cherry on top.
No, but he's got a Krabby Patty that he's making inside the soccer ball. Okay.
Back to the ice cream.
Just picture yourself playing soccer, all right? Which one of these are you going to want to play with?
Wait, you're actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh, no! I almost lost it.
That was actually pretty impressive.
I can juggle.
All right, how about this? Let's do a quick juggle competition. Whoever gets more might get some bonus points.
Sure. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Whoa. Two. Oh! Oh!
Okay. Oh! Okay.
No! No!
Oh!
Yeah,
that's
good.
Good.
That's good. All right. I've taken a look at both, and I have an answer. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
And the winner of this round is Ben.
What?
Yes!
What? SpongeBob! Yes! It's SpongeBob!
Wow, I could just take a lick of my ice cream cone.
No.
A little bit more creative.
Disgusting.
It is now 1-0. You know what happens to the loser at the end of the video?
What?
They are getting hit by the world's strongest soccer ball launcher. And let me tell you, it's gonna hurt. It might knock you out.
You wanna do it?
No, not me.
Next round! Woo!
I'm keeping this!
Next round.
The next soccer item we're gonna be customizing is jerseys!
Ha! Good thing I keep an extra jersey in my construction vest!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Sorry, I was just excited. Yeah! These things have no designs on them, no numbers, no names. They are literally blank.
It smells like messy.
So it smells like trash?
Whoa!
What? It smells like victory. Nah. It smells like Ronaldo.
I actually just farted 2 seconds ago, so that's probably what you're smelling.
Anyways, we're gonna be customizing these jerseys with paint or even tie-dye. The way tie-dye works is you tie the shirt up in a crazy pattern, and then you put a bunch of dye on it, you let it sit, and then when you reveal it, it becomes the craziest design you've ever seen. After we're done designing, we'll even be able to put on numbers, and we can use these letters to put our names.
Whoa. That's gonna be pretty cool. Mine's gonna definitely be cooler than your jersey.
Okay!
Well, let's begin. So I'm gonna tie-dye this thing. Honestly, I'm just gonna grab every single color.
Wait! I'm gonna do a pretty cool design, and this is what it's gonna look like. A cross design.
Well, I'm using every single color in the rainbow to do something like this.
Boring!
Since I'm doing the craziest twirl design, you just gotta grab it right here, and you start twisting it.
Twist it!
I'm gonna get some rubber bands, and I'm gonna start tying this thing together. The cool thing about tie-dye is you don't know what it looks like until the very end. It's also kind of terrifying, because if you mess up, you don't know till it's too late.
That's also true.
It's time for the fun part. We are going to cover this with dye. Oh, I'm excited. Okay, I don't even know where to begin.
I'm just gonna go right for it.
You know, once you put the color on, there's no going back.
Well, you can just like travel back in time.
Bruh. I'm gonna start with blue.
I'm gonna start with pink rose.
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
No, it's all good. Look. Just gotta put some nice blue dye on this section.
I can't tell if you're messing up.
No, I'm not messing it up. It's coming out perfectly.
Slow and steady. Slow and steady.
Yeah!
All right, my jersey is done.
You barely put any on it. Next color, I'm going for green. Green is gonna go right here. Oh yeah, just like that. I have no idea what it's gonna look like, but when I take off the rubber bands, I'm assuming it's gonna be beautiful. Ah! I have successfully done two colors. Let's do another one. I'm going for red. It's my favorite color. Where should I put the red? I'm gonna spin it around. Going for red right here. Here we go. I have no idea what to think. I've done three colors. I think it looks cool, but you really don't know until you take it off.
Oh, I can look into the future right now, and my jersey is gonna be awesome.
All it is like pink on the top.
Yes. All right, next up, I'm doing yellow.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm gonna do it. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because my construction vest has yellow.
Well, the next color I'm gonna do is orange. Going orange right here. This will be the most colorful soccer jersey you have ever seen. Trust me.
This is gonna be the world's first Cam the Builder soccer jersey.
So far, so good. I still don't know what it's gonna look like when I take off the rubber bands, but I think it's gonna be nice.
Whoa. Yeah, dude, the yellow is actually really cool in here.
Kinda looks like you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Red, orange, yellow, green, purple. We're doing purple next. Cam, you realize the loser at the end of the video has to get hit by the world's strongest soccer ball launcher?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to focus so I don't lose.
On goes the yellow.
All right, I'm gonna do a little bit of pink right here and maybe add a little bit of blue. Just gotta be careful. Because if I mess up, there's only one undo button. I'm just kidding, there's really no undo button. If I mess up, you know, that's just the art. And once art is messed up, technically it's, you know, you gotta. What?
Speed that up and put the yapping there.
You're done doing pink, but it's time I use pink.
Whoa, you're doing a rainbow.
Open wide.
Whoa! I'm not thirsty today. Time for some blue.
The cap is still on.
No cap.
Let's add some pink. All right, the color is on the shirts. When we take off everything, whose will look better?
Mine.
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 Definitely mine. It's time to reveal our tie-dye soccer jerseys in 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Ah! Whoa.
Whoa. Mine's cooler than yours.
What? Okay, well look at mine. I got green in here and I even put green.
Well yeah, how is it green?
Science.
So I went for a swirl, Cam went for like a...
this.
It kind of looks like your vest.
That was the goal.
Well, these are some nice tie-dye soccer jerseys, but they're not done yet because all soccer jerseys need a name and a number. Let's do it.
I got my 2 and my 8.
Why 28?
It's my birthday.
So Cam's going for 28 and I'm going for 7. We're gonna be using irons to iron on the numbers. Here we go.
Science.
Just do this. It's gonna heat it up. We're gonna have numbers on our jerseys. I'm gonna peel the plastic off and the number should stay on the jersey. Here we go. Oh, it's working. It's working. Careful.
Whoa.
Number 7.
All right, let me try mine.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice Paul.
Wow.
Nice. We gotta put our names on next.
Here we have a lot of numbers. We got a lot of letters right here. Got the first letter there.
I got it. Cam.
Good job, Mac. You're doing good, Mac.
My name's Cam. All right, here goes nothing. Psych!
So let's iron these on.
Here goes nothing. Alright, time to reveal this thing.
3, 2, 1. Woohoo! Yeah!
Let me know if you guys want a jersey. I can build you one.
Ben!
Ben 10!
Oh, Ben 7! Yo, look at this! Well, both of our jerseys are done. To the judging station.
Woo! Let's go get this point!
Ha ha! Cam 28.
Bring in the soccer art.
Yeah. We made you jerseys.
These are nice. Okay, well, these are two very different tie-dye shirts. I mean, we got like some spiral going on and a lot going on over here.
Oh, yeah.
Show me your shirt.
I obviously made you a beautiful soccer jersey. It's my soccer jersey, so it has my name on it. And it has my favorite number, number 7.
That's your favorite number. So we're already getting off to a bad start because that's Ronaldo's number, and he knows by now I don't like Ronaldo. Besides the number 7, the tie-dye.
I went for a nice swirling pattern. I added every single color in the rainbow, and I made a rainbow swirl soccer jersey.
It's a little messy down here. And this.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, it looks pretty good for your first time.
And it would look better if I wore it.
Daddy, chill. Oh.
Does it look better now that I'm wearing it?
I like it. Yeah. Cam, it's your turn.
Look at this.
We got some pinks, we got some yellows, we got some blues that somehow turned into greens, which is kind of cool. That's about it. I mean, look at the details.
I wanted to do more black lettering rather than white lettering. It just stands out a little bit better.
100% agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, after taking a look at both soccer jerseys, I have a winner. The winner of this round is Cam.
Yeah! Let's go. That means I got a point. Wait, we're tied now.
1-1.
Now, it could be either of us that gets hit by the world's most powerful soccer ball launcher.
Yeah, I really don't feel like doing that.
Better luck next time.
Well, I'm gonna keep this in my closet and wear it forever.
Cam, I do not want your signature.
There you go. That jersey is now worth 1 million trillion V-Bucks. Hang it up in your room.
Okay, next round.
Before we go to the next round, I gotta tell you something. Kellogg's and Minecraft teamed up, and now you can get free exclusive in-game items just by eating cereal. There's a glow squid hoodie, sniffer slippers, and even a frog hat. All you gotta do is find specially marked Kellogg's boxes, just like this one, buy it, and then redeem it online. Buy 3 boxes and you could get all 3 items. It's just that easy. Check out cereals like Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, and Frosted Mini Wheats to see what items you get. Anyways, check out these awesome character items and hurry up because this is only running for a limited time, so grab them while you can. Okay, time for the next round. The next soccer item we're gonna be customizing is... soccer cleats! Oh.
Wait, you wanna see a magic trick? I think something's behind your ear.
Whoa!
Why do you keep a soccer cleat in your ear?
How did you do that?
A true builder never reveals his secrets.
So as you can tell, these are ready to be customized.
Yeah, they are. This is like a perfect canvas to put something really cool.
So, I have an idea. What if we hydro dip them?
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that idea.
Hydro dipping is when you use water and spray paint to make beautiful designs.
I might include a couple other things on the wall to make my cleat look extra cool.
Well, before we do any customizing, we have to tape these things up because we don't want paint on the bottom and inside. On goes the tape in 3, 2, 1.
Whoa! Dude, that's crazy how fast that works.
So we have tape on the bottom, we have tape right here, because this is the part we want to paint. And then obviously, when we take the tape off, it's a beautiful reveal. Well, bring in the water. We now have water.
Good, because I'm hungry.
What? I was thirsty.
Okay, I thought you said you were hungry.
Well, I'm thirsty and hungry all the time.
Okay, well, how this works is you get spray paint, and you put it on top of the water, it creates the craziest pattern, and then you get your soccer cleat and you dip it in, and when you're done, it's beautiful.
Dude, this is gonna be so cool.
All right, well, it's time to pick out our colors because once you spray it in, there's no going back. So I am getting red, green, and yellow because I am doing a Ronaldo soccer cleat.
That's not that cool.
It's gonna be awesome.
That's not that cool. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm making a galaxy.
You're doing a galaxy shoe?
Yeah, how cool would that be? It'd be out of this world.
So, first up, we have to spray some paint on the water.
Whoa! Whoa! Cool!
First up, we're going with some red and yellow. Here goes nothing. That looks nice. All right, the colors are done.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is, right?
So for mine, I'm actually gonna do something interesting.
What are you gonna do?
I'm only gonna dip half the shoe in because then I'm gonna repeat the process on the other side, but with green and yellow.
Kind of boring.
It's gonna be like a split down the middle shoe.
I think the galaxy shoe is gonna look way better.
Then you go first.
All right, fine. 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Oh! Yeah, be careful. Did it work?
Oh.
Dude, I have no idea if it worked.
I have no idea either.
Oh!
All right.
Whoa!
Whoa! Cool!
It looks like a galaxy.
Yeah, that was the point.
But mine's gonna be better.
All right, well, let me see yours.
Here goes nothing. I'm going for only half the shoe first.
Here we go.
That's half the shoe. I gotta get rid of the rest. I did it!
Whoa. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that looks pretty cool.
But wait, I'm not done yet. I'm gonna do the other side with green and yellow. I'm gonna put this right here quickly and do a few more colors. I need green and yellow.
All right, well, while you're doing that, I'm gonna untape my shoe.
Here we go. Green, yellow.
Whoa, cool.
It's time for the moment of truth.
Do it.
3, 2, 1. One goes green and yellow. We wanna do half the shoe. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay, let's remove the rest. Pull it out. I think I did it.
It looks like Brazilian colors.
It looks like Ronaldo colors.
I don't know about that, but it's pretty cool.
We have green and yellow and red and yellow. I'm going to remove the tape and you'll see how beautiful this thing is.
Just adding some stars. Okay, now this is looking a lot better with stars. First, I was a little nervous, but it's okay. That looks pretty cool.
My Ronaldo soccer cleat is looking beautiful. Do you see the beautiful swirl?
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of cool. All right, I'm not gonna lie.
But I mean, the stars really made yours look good.
It definitely looks better than it did. I'm a little bit nervous for this round, but that's okay.
Last but not least, we're gonna add some colored shoelaces. I'm going yellow.
I'm gonna go blue.
This right here will really make it feel like Ronaldo. And now, I present to you a beautiful Ronaldo cleat.
And I got a galaxy cleat.
Kinda out of this world.
That's what I was saying.
Well, it's time to take these cleats to the judging station and see which one they like better.
This is pretty cool. I should've had an alien. Oh, that would've been so good.
Well, time's up. To the judging station. Barnacles.
All right. Woo!
Oh! Bring in the soccer arts.
Look at this masterpiece.
This one's out of this world. Get it?
Oh.
Get it?
Galaxy.
Yep.
All right, I wouldn't call this a masterpiece by any means, but it looks like you guys customized soccer cleats.
We did.
We made soccer cleats, and as you can tell, we both used the hydro dipping technique.
Oh, is that where like the paint on the water, dip the shoe in?
Yep.
This is a Ronaldo-inspired soccer cleat. We have red, we have green, and obviously there's some yellow on the jersey, so I added some yellow in the paint, which then gave it a nice split down the middle, because this side is green, and this side is red.
You're creating a team color on a shoe? I mean, that's pretty creative. We got the red side with yellow and the green side.
Isn't it cool how it's split in half?
The side kind of looks like McDonald's side.
Looks a little messy on this side.
Yeah, I kind of messed up, but don't look at it, all right? Just don't look at the mistakes. It's great, all right?
All right, well, the green side looks nice. The other side, a little bit messy. I mean, what is going on all right here?
Mistakes happen.
Well, I guess I could see Ronaldo wearing these, possibly.
I could see him wearing them too. And Ronaldo, if you're watching, they're yours.
And we have a galaxy.
Oh yeah, you can keep them if you want. I only have one shoe though, so you'd only have one cleat. But it's okay, you know, check it out. Take a closer look.
No bribing the judge.
All right.
Taking a closer look.
Yep, lots of colors, lots of stars.
Very
you know,
detailed.
The Milky Way right there.
How did you do that?
I'm an artist.
Well, this is super creative.
Thank you.
We have stars, we have different colors.
Galaxies.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. True artist.
Okay, well, I have a winner here. Score is 1-1. This point really matters. The winner of this round is Cam.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Come on!
Oh, sick. Here, do you want it?
No.
Oh, you sure?
I'm okay.
I'm trying so hard. Since I didn't get this point, subscribe if you guys love Ronaldo.
Maybe you guys should like if you like Messi.
Well, you know what? Next round, I'm coming back.
Good luck. The score is now 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
Next round.
Do you want me to sign this? I can sign it for you.
No.
It'll be worth a lot of money.
I'm okay.
You sure?
You keep it, Cam.
Sounds good. I'm going to just stare at it for hours and hours.
Wow.
Next round.
The next soccer item we're going to be customizing is water bottles.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen one of these before.
Dude, every player needs one of these to stay hydrated. It's very important. But as you can tell, they are boring white water bottles. We're going to make them amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Should we customize them?
Oh, yeah. I have a really cool design that I'm going to do.
What design are you going to do?
I'm going to make this water bottle look like Messi's jersey.
Well, I'm going to make mine look like Ronaldo's jersey.
That's so boring.
I'm gonna copy you, and I don't care! Whoa. So let's do it!
I gotta get some tape.
Here we go. So, I'm obviously going for a red and green stripe, so I'm taping off everything so that when I paint it, it comes out nice.
All this work is just getting me really tired. Whoa! That looks really cool!
I haven't done anything yet.
No, I can already tell that's gonna look really sick. That's gonna look really, really cool. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Why are you being so nice?
What do you mean? I'm always nice to you. Are you saying I'm mean to you?
You're being extra nice right now. Okay, well, I need some red spray paint and some green spray paint.
Look at this. I got a line.
On goes the red. Okay, I gotta be very strategic. It's time to take my first piece of tape off.
I haven't even painted yet.
Ooh, my gosh. Wow, that was nice. Obviously, this does not look like a Ronaldo water bottle right now because it's got too much red. I need some green. So, we're gonna use some green to do the other side.
Why'd you pick Messi as your water bottle theme?
Well, because Messi's the goat.
No!
I mean, yeah, you think Messi's the goat.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you have stickers on you right now of the goat. See? You got a sticker right there.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You must really like Messi. See, you can't get rid of him. He's always gonna be with you.
How did that get there?
It's because you like Messi. I did nothing.
Who? Did he do it?
Why are you pointing at me?
He did it!
No, it's you guys!
Get him! Get him!
No, get me!
Get him!
Alright, this is the front of it, so we'll just spray paint it. Are you ready?
Just do it!
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
So when you take the tape off, it'll be Messi's jersey.
Oh yeah!
Let's do this side green. Here we go. We're doing the green. Oh god, that came out faster than I thought. Right now it's just green, but underneath some tape is red. So, if everything goes to plan, it'll be a nice green and red split. Here goes the first piece. Wow. The green and the red look so good.
I think you're gonna wanna watch this.
Is it satisfying?
It's gonna be satisfying.
Show me. Wow, that was nice.
How was that?
That was pretty nice. That's like a pretty crispy line right there.
Wow. So far, so good. We have the split, but we're not done. We're gonna use a bunch of paint markers to go and add all the cool details. I might add some grass. I might add a soccer goal. I'm obviously gonna add his name and number, so let's get some markers.
Watch this. Crispy!
It's starting to feel like a nice water bottle. But I'm gonna use these markers to add some details, starting with his number, number 7.
I'm gonna do Messi's last name first, which is obviously Messi.
Yeah. Wow, that looks so good.
Messi! All right, next up, I need to include Messi's iconic number, which is 10. So let's add 10 to this water bottle.
Now it's time I do the name, starting with the A. But to make it proportional, you kind of have to start with the middle letter. So I'm gonna go Aldo, and then I'm gonna go Ron in the front.
You spelled it wrong!
No.
I don't think so, did you?
Okay.
I don't even know how to spell his name.
Oh, you scared me. I did not spell it wrong. I have successfully done the name, the number, but now I'm gonna add a few little details around the bottom, and then I think this water bottle's done. Ronaldo, if you're watching this, I mean, I'll give it to you for free.
All right, my messy water bottle is done. Look at that. I got his last name. I got his number. It's looking pretty cool.
Mine's not done. Last but not least, I'm gonna add some stickers. I mean, like, look, we got stickers of the guy right here. I'm feeling it's gonna go around the bottom right here. Look how handsome he is. Now that is the best spot I could have put it. All right, another sticker going on.
I'm gonna add this sticker, it's his jersey. I'm gonna put it right on the back. All right, dude, I had my stickers. I got a sticker there, a sticker there. I got stickers here. Pretty cool, huh?
I'm done.
Dude, I'm done.
I'm getting the point.
I think I'll be getting the point.
Listen, we all know what happens to the loser at the end of the video. They are getting hit by the world's strongest soccer ball launcher. And I'm just gonna say right now, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it does not sound very good.
Well, it's time to take our water bottles to the judging station. Let's go.
Oh yeah, Sui!
What?
Sui! Like, Sui!
Like, after Messi scores, it's like, Sui!
Never mind.
Sui!
Bring in the soccer art.
Hope thirsty.
Water bottles.
Wow, that was good. We made you water bottles.
Not just any water bottles.
Let me guess, your favorite soccer players.
How'd you know?
Yeah!
How did I know? We have Messi and Ronaldo. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, you know what? I'll go first.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna show some confidence right here. But before I go first, I'm a little thirsty.
Oh, what's in there?
Want a sip?
What is it?
It's a mystery.
Mystery liquid, great. What is that?
I got juice in mine.
Yeah,
do you have anything in yours?
Yeah, I do, and it's the most delicious stuff in the whole entire world. Yummy!
Looks like yours is empty and mine is full of juice.
I might have drank all my liquid in here.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Anyways, I made you a Ronaldo water bottle. Obviously, this has to look just like his jersey. So I added the name and I added the number.
Great job. I mean, the details are good. The split is perfect. No mess ups.
Thank you.
Colors, correct. Moving on.
Messi.
Messi.
Yeah, take a look, take a look.
Let's take a closer look here.
You know what's really nice is the water bottle itself is already painted white, so all I had to do was just tape it up, put blue on it, put some cool stickers, his name, number, we're done.
That number is like half gone. Messy, writing is a little sloppy in comparison.
I mean, if you don't look at that, it's perfect though, right?
Okay, well we have blue lines. The blue lines are nice.
Look at the stickers.
Nice and straight. The stickers. Two water bottles. One is better than the other.
Who is it?
The winner of this round is... Ben.
Yes! Finally, Ronaldo wins!
Which is crazy. Ronaldo wins, but it had to happen.
Thank you for not voting based off your favorite soccer player, because this right here is a masterpiece.
You're welcome.
I mean, we didn't do any, like, inside deals, all right? It wasn't like I bribed her or anything.
Can I keep this?
Yes.
I'm just gonna keep this.
Okay, you keep it. And you stop drinking your drink.
I'm just gonna go cry.
Next round.
The next soccer item we're gonna be customizing is... a trophy!
Oh yeah! The World Cup in my hands right now.
Dude, you would definitely never win the World Cup.
What?
I scored on you earlier!
Ronaldo hasn't even won the World Cup. Messi has, though. Yeah, how you like them apples? Yeah. I bet they don't taste good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. It's okay. So here we have World Cup trophies.
They're kind of boring.
They're like just basic white. So what we're gonna do is make them shiny, make them colorful, and make them the best trophies you've ever seen.
I think we can do that.
So the World Cup trophy has like a world on the top, some lady holding it, and then a nice base that says FIFA World Cup. So we have a lot to work with. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Let's customize some trophies.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's start spray painting.
I'm gonna use silver because it's nice and shiny. What are you doing?
I'm painting.
Trophies are gold.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make mine a cool trophy.
I'll see what you end up doing, but I'm gonna begin using silver. It's nice and shiny, and it should make this thing start to look like a trophy.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, it's already shiny. How did that? That was instant. Okay, here we go. Let's add some more shine. Oh my, oh! Yo! It's turning into a mirror as we speak. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Whoa! Wow, that's nice. I could like almost look at myself in the reflection of this thing.
I made the top of the world blue because I'm gonna go over it with green, thus making the actual world, you know, an actual world. Literally gonna be the World Cup, but like the world. You see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna make mine shinier. So, the bottom of mine is silver, but how about this? The world is gonna be gold. So it's a nice mixture between silver and gold. Then I'll add some nice details with a marker after. But next, I need to tape everything up because only this needs to be gold and this should stay silver.
All right, adding some gold. This is a trophy, so I do gotta make sure it's gold.
Go here.
Ooh! That looks pretty good.
Oh, look at that. My God.
Look at that. Dude, that looks so good. Now let's add some more key details.
I'm gonna use the gold because I'm gonna make the world on mine gold. All right, oh, this is gonna look good. Here we go. Oh my God, whoa. We got a gold world and a silver trophy.
I got a gold trophy with the real world. I'm gonna add the green just like the earth.
Name a country that starts with the letter B. Brazil. Okay. Name a country that starts with the letter D.
Dominican Republic.
Okay. Name a country that starts with the letter I.
I. Oh, India! Oh! How could I forget?
Or Indonesia. It's time I take off the tape. I'm really nervous.
Oh, it's gonna look so good. I'm speechless.
Whoa. The world is gold, the rest of the trophy is silver. I'm gonna use a black marker to add a few more details. Wow, I'm winning this.
You haven't even seen mine yet, all right? It's not even done.
All right, I'll admit it, it's cool. So at the bottom we have letters, FIFA World Cup. I'm gonna draw them out with this black marker because right now you can't see them. My trophy is done!
And my trophy is done!
Whoa!
I got the world in my palms right now.
So do I.
Yeah, but Ronaldo doesn't even have one of these, bro.
We have two different types of trophies. We have gold and silver, and then gold and the world.
Yep.
It's not up to what we think, it's up to what the judge thinks. Shall we take our trophies to the judging station?
Oh, yeah!
To the judging station!
Whee!
Whee!
Bring in the soccer arts.
Yeah! I'm holding the world!
Wow!
We made you trophies.
Not just any trophies, the World Cup.
Oh!
Yep. You wanna know a fun fact too? Messi has one of these. Ronaldo doesn't.
Oh.
Why do you have to say that?
I'm just stating facts, dude.
Okay, well, we have two soccer trophies here. Very different, as you can see, but one is better than the other.
Are we going right into it? Whose is better?
I have to take a look first.
Okay.
Cam?
Yes?
Let's start with yours.
Well, as you can see, I got the world.
Lovely.
Yes.
Gold.
Yep.
It's for winners.
Yes, it is.
In the world.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
I mean, we have the world and he painted the continents. That's amazing.
Really?
Green, blue, correct?
Yeah.
Where's the North Pole?
Gold.
Right there. It's not white.
Wait.
All right, who's the judge? Ben or Hannah?
Oh.
Sorry.
He does have a point, though. Yeah, well, right, overall, it looks pretty good.
Thank you.
And if I were winning a World Cup, I would like this one.
So, I also made you a World Cup trophy, but I did it a little differently, all right? I went for a silver and a gold look, and I also colored in the FIFA World Cup logo so you can read it better.
I like that. I did not catch that on cams. He did not outline the letters, but you did.
Yes.
Nice. You know silver is for second place, right?
Ooh.
Well, my world is gold, so just look at the world and focus on how this is very much a winning trophy.
No, I like it. I mean, the color combination's cool. Silver means second place. This would be a good second place trophy. Not a first place trophy, but that's okay.
Well, in this challenge, I'm here to get first place and not second place. So can we just like...
forget about that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think we're forgetting.
Maybe. All right. Well, the score is 2-2. And the winner of this round is...
Yeah. Yep. Yeah! Let's go!
No.
3-2.
Nice.
You know what that means.
Yeah, you do know what that means. Pick up your second place trophy, because you just got second place. Next, you're going to get hit with the world's fastest soccer ball launcher.
No, we don't have to do that.
We're going to do that right now. Let's go!
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm going to take this.
All right, Ben, stand right.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna be getting hit with.
No.
Wait.
Yeah,
stand right here and have fun. I'm gonna go over here and launch some soccer balls at you. Woohoo!
Oh my gosh!
This is the world's most powerful soccer ball launcher, and you're about to see what it feels like.
Whoa, we don't have to do this.
We definitely have to do this. In 3, 2, 1!